Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and I am your guest host, Rebecca Miller, and my co-host today, as you know, is David Linden. He is a Project Independence member. Welcome, David. Welcome back.
Nice to be here.
Hope you enjoyed the old-time radio segment. Now we have our guest is Christina Liu, who is our Project Independence Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead's Department of Services for the Aging, Project Independence. And Christina is also this radio show's producer.
Well, that was some introduction back.
Thank you.
I sound very important
put
now.
Put all that on. Yeah.
I believe the show's done now.
Great, the segment's over. Thanks.
And by the way, as I've said, she's doing a terrific job as producer of the show. Really.
I was told that we need to do a dozen compliments, so that's one down. Okay,
yes, I scheduled that, and there we go. So let's keep it going. Keep it coming.
Christina,
she's an Atta girl.
She brought the warm weather with her. We're up to 6 degrees now.
Whoa.
I know. I think we're all trying to get some kind of warmth going on.
Yes,
but
we
were actually talking. I know we had mentioned it last week, because as I stare out the window and look at all the snow, that the town of North Hempstead actually has leased a snow melter that liquefies huge piles of snow. And we were trying to figure it out last week because it was tons. The number was some kind of crazy amount of tons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clearing. I actually saw it featured on Newsday, because on News 12. All these business owners are thrilled because now people are actually able to use the parking lots.
Right.
So it's, I mean, it makes I wish my town would have a snow melter, or my house for that matter.
Yeah, that's good for parking lots and clearing more room for commuters to park as well.
That's what it is. I mean, it's like you don't even know where to go, and it just doesn't appear to be melting.
Yeah, plus the fact that this snow is hardened to the point where it's almost like concrete.
Right. It's because the temperatures are so freezing. So, God willing, in a few weeks, we will be talking about sunshine and flowers and spring.
Yeah. I think that would be 1 month from today, but who's counting, really?
Yeah.
Who really is counting on spring coming?
That's right. But listen, it's a good thing that the town is doing that. We just like to...
Well, they're keeping the roads clear. I've noticed that driving around. Now, if only something could be done about the potholes.
That is true. Oh. Well, you know what? If you call 311, you see a pothole if you live in the town of North Hempstead.
Right.
And luckily, that puts it in the system, and they have to go fill that pothole in a timely manner, which is...
Right.
It would take them until next spring to fill all the potholes that are around now.
Right. You know, a lot of times these potholes are, you know, you have to find what the jurisdiction of the road is, if it's a town, if it's a village, if it's a county, if it's state. I know I'm on the LIE, and it's pretty bad, especially those exit ramps in some of the areas. So
yeah, you got to be careful.
And they are tire killers.
Don't assume that someone has reported it either. So if you know an area and you see a pothole, make that call. If you call 311, if it's in the town, if it's not a town road, they will make sure they let that proper jurisdiction know.
And what's the alternate to 311?
869-6311.
There we go.
All right.
Round of applause for everyone.
Yes.
All right. We've drilled that number in.
Everyone, stay warm and do not go out if you don't have to. There's really no need to go outside today.
No.
It is too cold.
No.
My car didn't want to start.
No.
Ooh.
It's just been one of those.
My heat took a long time to get on. Do you really want to be out there if you don't have to be out there?
No.
Christina?
No, I do not.
David?
I do not,
No, definitely not. I'm out to be here today.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
right.
I'm going home.
We're very dedicated to the show.
You are definitely here today, David. Thank you so much.
But some other town news. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago with these new polls that the PSEG has put up with the, I'm not even going to attempt to say the actual word, but it's AKA Penta. That's the chemical that has been put on these wooden poles that is, you know, has been proven to be hazardous. And the town of North Hempstead and Supervisor Bosworth has, you know, been going against this from the very beginning. And they passed a legislation that states that utilities need to post warning signs on these poles just to warn you that it is a potential hazardous effect. I think they're worried about children touching it and not knowing. And there was a big fight that on the PSEG side was putting up saying, you know, that that was against their rights. And but it's just notifying the public. I mean, we weren't asking it to actually be knocked down. Yeah. You know, it was just notifying. So that definitely the town is fighting against that. So.
Yeah. And it's a good fight, I think. And they're winning. And, yeah, I think people should be warned.
Yeah. Be aware.
Just be aware. Right.
And that's then what it just do whatever, you know.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can't say. And, like, on the PSEG side, I mean, I think they would want to just warn people. Like, God forbid something happens, and they didn't warn people.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, you're always better to err on that kind of side.
It's like
of
a
question.
Warning sign when you're approaching a curb, 35 miles an hour. Your car probably could do it at 90 miles an hour and not be affected. But right. At least you're alerting people. Give them warning. Yes, it's good. And it's pentachlorophenol.
Oh, there we go, David. David buzzed in with the actual word.
I was going to say that, but yeah. I let David do it.
Then the same. By the time we got it out, the show might be over.
I know, next week, we have a lot of advisory committee meetings coming up.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, the supervisors...
Yes, coming to the Newark New Hyde Park advisory. She's going to stop in.
That's great.
Which is great. And I know David can give. David's one of our advisory committee members for the Roslyn East Williston area. So he can give a little plug about advisories.
They're good. It's feeding back from the community to Nancy, who's Ms. Rahi.
Mm-hmm.
We give advice, we give information, we digest, we discuss. It's not just something that goes on without human input.
And I think that's just the building block. I mean, has always been for Project Independence. Like we say, you know, who knows better what's going on in the community besides the people who live in the community? I mean, we don't live in every, you know, area of uptown North Hempstead. And that's how all of our some great programs have really come out. You know,
absolutely.
And,
yes. Really.
And we share.
Right.
There are times when representatives from each of the advisory boards will get together as a group and discuss and share what's going on in our group. Oh, you might like this. You know, that's that kind of thing. Yes.
I know. Next week on Wednesday at Fuschillo Park, which is a North Hempstead town park, we will be hosting the Westbury Carl Place Advisory Committee meeting at 10 a.m., and that is a lively group, a very active group, and growing. We encourage senior residents of that area to come to the meeting and share your ideas, what's happening, what you'd like to see, if you'd like to see some changes. We can also, you know, inform you of some of the Project Independence programs and services that are out there. I believe we also, on Thursday, we will have our Great Neck Advisory Committee meeting. That's at 10:45 at the Great Neck Social Center in Great Neck. Again, residents are welcome. You know, each area has kind of, like we were talking a little bit about, there are differences in each area.
I mean, the town of North Hempstead is such a diverse area based on region.
Oh, sure.
So that's what was important about having these regional advisory committees because, you know, like in Great Neck, you know, there's so many people that walk because there's apartments. So the issue of traveling and pedestrian safety, I mean, like the pedestrian safety committee that developed out of that subcommittee is amazing.
Right.
And it's really accomplished. I mean, what is it, like 2 years now?
It's about 18 months. And basically what's happening is the participants of the advisory are taking ownership of the area. And instead of, you know, letting things just happen, they can come back and say, you know, I don't like this crosswalk. When it rains, the lines are slippery. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So maybe when the paint was put in, it wasn't the right texture, so they can change it. Or if they can't see the lines, or if there's a light that is not allowing enough time to cross, because as we age, and even, you know, young mothers with strollers need more time to cross streets.
And that's why you have to press that button. That's what we talk about every show. That's one of our golden nuggets that came out of this show. You know, that Shari, our mobility manager, always says that if you don't press that button, you're not allotting the amount of time needed. Because everyone's like, oh, it's a button, I don't need to press it. But you're not getting that full amount of time if you don't press the button.
Well, I think... erroneously, people think when you press that button to cross the street, it's going to change the light
right.
sooner, when in fact, it just allows for the maximum amount mm-hmm. of time to cross the street.
Right.
So if you don't press that button, maybe you have, and this it changes from street to street, mm-hmm. but maybe you have 10 seconds. If you press that button, it's going to give you maybe 13. Mm-hmm. So those few extra seconds will give somebody who maybe needs a little bit more
right.
time to cross the street, to cross the street.
Sure.
And issues like that come up. Well, you may need more time. So what happens is you can come to that pedestrian, you know, subcommittee and talk to Shari, who facilitates it, Shari
yeah,
Baton,
I mean, she's
who's
really
our
accomplished amazing thing. It blows my mind, you know, just, you know, she makes the connections with, you know, whether it's local council people or village officials
right.
or county officials. She'll make that connection
yes.
and then, you know, the response has been really
excellent.
Great. You know, people are they want to get it done. They were repainting lines that you
right.
know, and it's like amazing.
And one of the things that's helped because of our council people, you know, as soon as we know the area where it is, we contact that council person. And if it turns out to be a county or a village or have some other jurisdiction, they can help get to the right person. And
yeah.
we've had great responses.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's been like a lot of government, intergovernment, you know, communication, which has been fostered.
Yeah, you said something important because one of the things that Shari is having to do is is it town? Is
yeah.
it county?
It's a great
is
liaison.
It village?
Yeah. Right.
Is it state?
Right, right. right. And that also, our 311 does that mm-hmm. as well. You can even call yourself, you know, and they can identify the jurisdiction of where that pothole is or where that crosswalk
right.
is. But, you know, that did come out of Great Neck,
right.
the subcommittee, because like Christina was saying, that's where we have a lot of walkers.
Right. And that was just, you know, that was a huge issue for them. You know,
yeah.
And it's now a subcommittee that meets before every advisory mm-hmm. committee in that area, in that region. Another subcommittee that came out of it that now we're really going to be implementing throughout all Project Independence is the Circle of Support, which we talked a little bit about when we were talking with our guest Tony before, which is an individual kind of planning program.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's something that I think a lot of people probably do unofficially. You know,
yeah.
it's like, oh, you're like in your head, okay, I'll probably call this, but you're not actually sitting down and thinking about it. And then this way, I mean, the social worker, Edith August, who's, you know, took a main lead role in this, she sat down and was doing that with, she found she was sitting down with her different clients and working through this. So now there's going to be a template. So it just makes, you know, everything, that's why I said it's just about preparing and not having to be like, oh my God, when the emergency happens, who am I going to call? What am I going to do? Project Independence isn't open at this time, you know? So it's really, you know, just planning for what needs any situation. And it's ongoing and changing. So it's just really, it's definitely something that's great that came out of that.
Right, because you in turn are helping the senior advocate for themselves
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
come up with their own plan for when things arise, whether it's, you know, how to ask a neighbor if, you know, if something comes up, would you be available to help me during, you know, 2 to 4, you know, whether it's rides, whether it's, you know, being able to access your medical history easily. Edith and then all of our social workers will be sitting down with each mm-hmm. individual Project Independence member that is looking to get this, and we ultimately hope everybody will, and everybody will have their own individual plan. So, you know, that's going to be the circle of support, which came out of the Great Neck Advisory, because a lot of this reoccurring theme mm-hmm. was a lot of the seniors in that area. Well, not a lot, but there are some that yeah. are either widowed or alone and have a feeling they just need some advocacy, whether they're going
to the doctor, like, who do I take to the doctor? You
yeah.
know, it kept coming
even,
up. Like,
even if you never need it.
Right.
Exactly.
It's
I said,
a
you got to hope
money.
You don't need it.
Yeah.
Right. I said, it's like car insurance. You know, you hope you don't have to use it.
Right.
You just like want to know that it's there.
Right. It's
right.
peace of mind. Yeah.
And this is where it came from. You know, if you're at a doctor and the doctor says, okay, we need to change your medication. I don't like how this is looking. And then he tells you 14 other things. Do you think you're really going to remember all you know? But if you have somebody with you, or you plan to have somebody with you, but it, you know, it's going to be a very interesting process. All right. So we've been talking with our co-hosts David Linden and Christina Liu, our radio show producer. We'll be back shortly. So please stay tuned.